Item number six is a rezoning at 903 Mulvey Avenue under file DAZ-233 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 7 is a variance at 903 Mulvey Avenue under file DAV-167525 of 2012-D.
Okay, if the applicant could come forward, Hardev Bangu, if I'm reading the writing properly here, if you could come forward.
We started on business over there for hairdressing and aesthetics.
Could you speak up a little, sir? Sorry, is it turned on?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Aesthetic and hairdressing. Business started over there at 903 Morby. So if any question.
Oh, you're just wondering if there's questions? You don't have anything else to add? Okay. Any questions, John?
Not at this point, no.
Okay. You'll have an opportunity to come back and respond if other issues are raised following those who speak in opposition. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have anything else to add right now,
no.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Also in support, we have Ram Paul. Do you want to say anything or just be recorded? Okay. And Leslie Matslashewski, you are written down in support. Is that correct? I know. I saw your name and I wondered. Just kidding.
Hi, I'm Les Matlashewski at 886 Mulvey. And I, of course, was here about a month ago. And, still not very happy, but we won't talk about that. The reason why I support the project on Mulvey is a couple of reasons. Number one, the precedent had already been set when 892 previously had a hairdressing salon. The new proposal for the salon that's being made, there's going to be lots of parking because the owners have about a 4 to 6 space parking space in the backyard. So I don't have a problem with that. Previously, when Mr. Gazzardi at 892 had the salon, he had no parking, but there was very limited amount of issues that it caused the neighborhood. But when last time I was here, there was some discussion that the area should become like a cordon area. Either Councillor Orlico or Mr. Bassi made that comment that Stafford should become sort of like the new cordon. You might want to go back to your notes. Anyway, so with that in mind, if in fact there's going to be development, and I'm pretty sure that the 892, the restaurant and a garage, is going to go forward. I don't think there's any stopping that project, by all appearances. I think perhaps more needs to be done on Stafford, in other words, to beautify it, because it's really kind of dull and boring. In the big scheme of things, perhaps some plans from Grant Avenue all the way to Cordon, maybe dress it up, and maybe some of the money that's being spent on Cordon could possibly be spent on Stafford. The other issue on there, as Councillor Orlico made last time when I was here, that traffic is pretty bad on Stafford already. But one of the issues that I have with the city about that is supposed to be a 50-kilometer zone. The speed that people travel at in the mornings and at rush hour is anywhere between 60 kilometers and 80 kilometers. If you ask the city of Winnipeg why there is not a sign stating that, the comment that I've had is, we don't have to. So I think if business is going to be developed in that area, which in this case the hairdressing salon is not going to have any impact in the neighborhood at all. It's just going to create jobs for somebody else. And as I said, the owner operators have lots of parking. It's not going to infringe on anybody. I think a closer look has to be taken at issues like speed and so on and so forth. And perhaps, Councillor Gervasi, you could look into getting signs on Stafford Avenue that would really display 50 kilometers. And I know your ward, Councillor Orlico, carries on. Because it's a nightmare trying to get out of your property street on Mulvey. And this also would affect the new development regarding 892 Mulvey, the restaurant, plus the proposal for the new salon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mass. Those are the people listed in support. Is there anybody else who wish to speak in support of this application whose name has not been called? Okay, then we'll go to people in opposition. If you wish to speak, you are welcome to speak, or you can just indicate that you are in opposition. I've got Anna Trotta. You coming down? I'll just call another few names if people want to come down. Michael Trotta, you here? Recorded in opposition. Thomas Mikkelzik, if you want to come down, if you're going to speak. Annette Gargle. Okay, well, we'll start. If you want to go ahead.
I'm Ann Lyons. I live at 296 Harrow Street, and I was here a month ago in regards to 892 Mulvey. My concern with 903 Mulvey, I have been led to believe that it is not even a home-based business. Am I correct? I think a month ago I mentioned opening the Pandora's box by allowing the restaurant at 892 Mulvey. You would be opening the box and we would turn into another cordon business area. And I think there's already problems there with people on McMillan and Jesse. They're not happy. There's violence, there's vandalism, rowdiness. I'm just concerned because this... Earlier you mentioned, Councillor Gervasi, that property owners have rights. This property owner purchased that home as a residence, and they're not even going to live in it. They've already come to you, and they want to put a business in there. They want to tear down a garage. And my concern is, are they going to come back if you allow this variance? Are they going to come back in a year's time and say, well, you know, the house just isn't working out for us as a hair salon, so we'd like to tear it down and build something else. This is a character home. There are character homes in the neighborhood. I might be considered one of the older people who are resistant to change. I'm not totally resistant to change, but I really hope that people see a bigger picture. It's a residential neighborhood. That's all I have to say.
Very much, Anne. Who's coming up next, though? If you could just state your name.
Annette Gargle.
Annette Gargle.
Good evening. My name is Annette Gargle, and I live on Mulvey Avenue. A few days ago, I happened to notice the telltale orange rezoning signs posted at the end of my block. It was incidental, and I could have missed them. So, other than future personal business, there was no information on these signs. So because there's only two houses between this house and my own house, I had alarm bells ringing in my head, and so I had to go online and search the City of Winnipeg website, look at the zoning bylaws, try and figure out what possibly could be happening there, talk to the city planner. So it was only through my own efforts that I realized that as currently our street allows only for single family dwellings, the new rezoning C1 would allow for a duplex, a rooming house, a halfway house, post office, police station, ambulance garage, daycare, veterinarian office, a kennel, a restaurant, a hair salon, massage therapy office, lawyer's office, medical office, store, contractor's office. Any one of these uses would dramatically change the nature of our street. I agree that there's commercial development that's appropriate in some instances along with residential. 8 years ago, in fact, I lived just two blocks north of Corridon on Lilac. For more than 15 years, my husband and I lived just off of Corridon and enjoyed it while we were there. But once we had children, we moved. The activity that comes along with a commercial development, the traffic, the litter, the service vehicles, suppliers, salespeople, lack of parking, added noise day and night, constant unfamiliar people in and out of the area, all these helped us in deciding to sell our property on Lilac and buy a property in a non-commercial area, an area that was residential, that we could live on a block surrounded by other residential activity. That place is our current home on Mulvey Avenue. We've lived there for 7 years and we have two small children. One is seven, one is five. Mulvey has its challenges. A lot of traffic cuts from Stafford to Harrow. There's lots of cars that will occasionally whip down the back lane. I pick up Slurpee cups from my front lawn periodically. I pick up presents from dog owners on the boulevard periodically. But parking is the biggest challenge on our street. Our special annoyances is the way that strangers block or use our driveway. We have one of the few driveways along Mulvey, and those who are unfamiliar with the street often think it's simply an open space and will park there. Many drivers use it as an opportunity to turn around. However, those who are unfamiliar are unlikely to notice the fact that there's children on the sidewalk and children in our yard. We have to provide constant supervision to ensure their safety. Currently, it's limited to guests of the neighbors and visitors to the church at the end of the street. But what will happen with all the new commercial development? All this activity will increase. I understand there's the restaurant that's also been approved, so much for my residential street. Accessing commercial services is easy in this area. Grant Park Shopping Center is a 2-minute car ride, and it's a 15-minute walk away. Corridon's a mere 2-minute walk from Mulvey. Both have restaurants, stores, banks, salons, anything you could want. Corridon's a great atmosphere for strolling along, enjoying the life of the city street. That street is not Mulvey. And I'm wondering, who exactly does the rezoning benefit? A business-minded person who does not live there? Or is it benefiting those who have lived on Mulvey for years and decades? With so little information prior to this evening, how can a resident even respond in an informed manner? I think it's inappropriate that the long-term residents be asked to consider a dramatic change to their home with only days to react and only minutes to absorb that it's a hair salon and with no real information in terms of plans and the alterations. Aside from some personal stress, hours spent researching and trying to figure out what was happening, communicating with neighbors, scrambling tonight for childcare, rearranging our kids' activities, borrowing a vehicle to come here, and giving up my entire evening to come and be here, I just feel blindsided by the whole application. Do the concerns of the residents not matter? What are the plans here? What are the details of the business? How many employees? How many chairs? Is the parking just enough for the employees, or is it also for the customers? What about signage? Is there signage? Like, is it going to be flashing neon signage? Is it illuminated? Is there going to be increased garbage collection? What are the hours of operation? Are there expected deliveries and couriers and salespeople that are going to be randomly parking in the lane now? And if the person is not living there, the building will be empty in off hours. Is there security? If the business relocates in 2 years, with the current zoning, it could become a mega duplex out of scale with the rest of the neighborhood or halfway house or post office. Our questions need to be answered. I ask the committee to defer decision on this application. It's inconsiderate that the development plans are not communicated in a manner to the people who live beside the proposed business and are directly impacted. It's not appropriate to treat long-term homeowners with complete disregard, and the proponents of the rezoning should be required to communicate the intent to the residents of the area. The applicant should be required to share the proposed plans direct with the neighborhood. We need our questions answered, and we need time outside of a Christmas season to do this. In the recommendation that I found this afternoon online, it does say that the rezoning is compatible with the area and will not have an adverse impact on adjoining properties. I just want to say that I think that it will have an adverse impact and that it's not demonstrated that it won't. So if this rezoning makes sense from a city point of view, then respectfully, I ask you to defer decision and give us, the residents, time to learn about what is proposed, have our questions answered, and be assured that our concerns are addressed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions?
No, I'll have my questions for later.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. I have letters from other neighbors.
Yeah,
I don't know if they've been...
You can submit them again just in case if we haven't got them.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so were you waiting to speak as well? If you could just state your name and then I'll call up some other people.
Yeah, Tom Michalczyk. Okay, my family and all the neighbors there have been there since the 60s, as far as I know, most of the people. We've been in that neighborhood. And it's never been a business development area. So, number one, for first thing is parking. Is when we moved in the area, we knew there was a church. The church created parking problems. Other than that, there really is a parking problem, but there's enough for the residents. Now, business running during certain business hours. Stafford has no parking certain hours. It's obviously a busy street. So anybody that's doing any type of business in that would have to be parking on Malvi. Now, there's plenty of spots. There's Cordon, there's Grant. I mean, since I've been there, there was a bush at Grant Park. Now it's a mall. There's been, Cordon's been nothing, and now it's developed. I mean, there's plenty of areas and plenty of spots for this business to take place. I don't understand why it needs to go to a residential area like that. I mean, you're not going from an R1 to an R2 and asking us, okay, we want to build a duplex, or you're going from an R1 and now saying we want to put a business in the center of your area. And I tend to agree with her, where most of the neighbors are 70s, 80s, they're not really able to come and voice their opinion right away. Like the lady beside us, all those years that she's lived there, she's had a lot. There's been plenty of people that approached her to come and build a house in that lot right beside there. But they've kept the yard clean. They've kept it there. And now next door, somebody's going to put a business and take their garage out and put a parking. So all those years that she took care of that and kept that lot and tried to keep the neighborhood intact is now basically being shot, in a sense, all in one. Like, there's her house, there's her lot, and beside it is now this business, this parking lot, this, what they're proposing, a four-car lot in the back. Like, that definitely impacts them, and I just don't think that that's fair.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you. Okay, I've got three more names left here. Anna Trotta, did you wish to speak? We'll cord you in opposition. Shirley Forsyth, just recorded. Sandra Tosh, are you there still? Okay, is there anybody in opposition who wishes to speak to this application? Hearing none, would the applicant like to come back and respond to anything that's been said? Just in response to things that have been said already here. Are you the applicant?
I'm going to speak for you.
Okay.
First of all, the precedent has already been set at 892 Mulvey. I, again, was in big opposition to the restaurant that is being planned for the garage. It's too bad our friends from the rest of Mulvey weren't around when we had that meeting. But that, in principle, I understand, is going to be passed and is on the verge of completion. Is that correct?
I think it was at appeals or something. But
the rezoning was approved and the variance is going to appeals.
So, yeah, the variance is still under appeal, so
right.
It will still be heard at a committee, but the rezoning is going forward.
It's probably 90% approved at this point. So at the same residence previously, it had been already a hair salon. Mr. Gazzardi, who owns the property now, when he first purchased it, he used it as a salon, and it had no impact on Malvi at all on the street that I live. And this gentleman's proposing opening another hairdressing salon with two or three chairs in it. He's got parking for four to six cars, so it's definitely not going to be any street parking on Stafford or Malvi. So, you know, if we can approve a restaurant in a garage, most certainly we can house a salon in a residential corner, with the idea that if Stafford is going to be developed more commercially, then hey, there should be no problem with this project.
Thank you. Anything else you want to add? Any questions, John?
Yeah, I have a question. When you seek some advice way back before this project started, one of the points I made was I felt it very important that you communicate your plans to the neighborhood, sending out letters, doing an open house or something like that.
Yeah,
open house. Did that happen? How did you send out letters in the mailbox, or how did you notify people about the open house?
We set up with the
house. Come and speak to the mic, thank you.
We go with the home to home and deliver all pamphlet and call them.
Okay, thank you.
May I make a comment? There was no open house at 892 Malvi of any kind.
And that's okay. I was talking about this.
But it goes to precedent.
This is my ward, so well, my precedent. Yeah,
that's
so,
okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Anything else, John? Did you have any questions, or you want to proceed?
No, I'd like to lay it over. I still believe that there should be, for whatever reason, I don't believe the open house happened. I believe the project. Well, first off, I think people have to be. There's some comments made today about our Winnipeg. Our Winnipeg, for people who want to know what that document is, our Winnipeg is a grand planning document for the city that was approved. Regional corridors such as Stafford are designated for increased density. It is our part of our city's plan to limit urban sprawl. By finding ways to densify existing neighborhoods. This includes streets such as Academy, in our neighborhood, Cordon, Grant, and Stafford. I completely understand the issues that the neighborhood are talking about. I live just a couple of blocks away in the same Stafford Arrow vicinity and understand the concern about creep, it's called. We let this one go at the end cap. You let this one go. How does this keep rolling down the block and then wipe out the R1 nature of the River Heights Fort Garry ward? That is definitely not happening. There's, of course, there'll be slight opportunities or moments where that may happen, but the general concept is that Stafford, since it is a regional street, if we are going to find some density, we'd rather find the density there than, of course, in mid-block or in another area that would be completely inappropriate. So I do find that the use that they're asking for the hair salon, is very minimal in regards to the impact for the neighborhood, especially considering the fact that they're going to have their own parking on site. However, there are a number of concerns that were raised by the neighborhood that I believe if there was an opportunity for the applicant and some of the neighbors to meet, you would see what they're doing, and you would see how many chairs and how they're dealing with the light issue and how they're dealing with security issues. The applicant has gone through all that process. So out of being a good neighbor, I would like to see this deferred for 1 month. To give the chance for an opportunity for the neighborhood to talk to the residents a little bit more.
So you're moving layover to our next meeting, Councilor Orlico, and you're leaving public representation open then?
Correct.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
So we'll now take just a couple minutes.